And we'll get started.
Good, I'm off the
Oh, that's a big smile on your face, Michael.
hook. I'm fine.
Okay, so we have approval of our agenda, so why don't we start there?
I move that we approve the agenda.
I second
And do we have any further discussion? And hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, abstentions. And the motion passes by all members present. The only members, just to go back to the beginning, we did start at about 7:02, and I believe the only member we do not have present is David Lynn, who had let me know that he wouldn't be able to make it. So
Too bad.
we have the rest of us here. So we can go on to approval of our minutes of our last regular meeting, which was on August 26th.
I took a look at them and they look okay to me.
So, would you like to make a motion to approve as is?
So moved.
And I'll second.
So, motion made by Jim, seconded by Diane. Any further discussion? Then I'd say all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Opposed, abstentions. Motion passes by all members present. So, I think the only thing we've got substantially going on is our old business, and we can start with 139 Vernon Road.
You want to entertain public comment first, probably.
Oh, that's right. Thank you, sir. Missed that one. Jumping right ahead. Any public comment?
If I may, can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is Stephen King. You might as well put a face to a picture if I can get the camera working here. Okay.
There you go.
Alyssa Barroso had recommended I join you this evening. I reside at 90 Burnett Brook Road, Andover, Connecticut. I'm an Andover resident, but I'm also a Bolton taxpayer. I am part owner as member and chairman of the board of Andover Sportsman's Club. And I had reached out to Bolton on several occasions going back to July 19th regarding some dumping that's happening at the town line between my property, which borders the Bolton town line. 34 Skinner Road. This goes back, I mean, this has been going on. We purchased this property back in February of 2023. My wife had, she walks this property. She actually grew up in Andover, and she's walked this property for years and years and years, ever since she was a kid. But she had mentioned debris being deposited at the foot of the driveway of 34 Skinner when the house was being rebuilt, including a chimney and all kinds of other debris. And I just didn't think about it, didn't pay any really any attention. But as of the past 6 months, 8 months, it's getting to be to the point where he's pushed beyond Bolton property, now into the Escher property, and infringing upon wetlands.
So
And
where's this address? Where's this happening? I just want to call it
across the
out.
street, from 34 Skinner Road, right
Jack
on the Bolton
Street.
Andover line.
I lived in Andover for like 25 years. So I know where that is.
If I may,
That's the owner right there.
just quickly, I want to make sure everybody knows what we're looking at. So this property right here is 34 Skinner Road. It's sort of this long property. This right here is Skinner Road, but on the Andover side, it's Burnett Brook Road.
That property line is actually incorrect, that you're seeing on that GIS,
It's a little bit off.
which is common.
Yep, we've had that issue with this. With I'm also a registrar of voters over here in Bolton, and we've had that same issue with trying to determine, who's a taxpayer in what town, do they vote in, and so forth. So,
One of the requirements when I bought this place with the town re required me to do an A2 survey, which I did. So I spent about quite a bit of money determining what the actual boundaries are. And there's actually a stake at the point where the It's right where the sign is, the Bolton Land sign is. That's actually accurate. So right at the bottom of the driveway across the street, there's been debris pushed out into the wetlands. And my concern is, as a downstream owner and a neighboring property, is this could impact downstream flow.
You know who's doing the dumping?
Yep. Melissa just had the name of the property owner up.
Yeah, it's Picarillo property.
That individual is he's got heavy equipment, and he's been the latest thing he did a couple of months ago was bring in road millings. He redid his driveway. He redid the adjacent driveway next to him, his neighbor's driveway. And now, as of within the past week, there's a bunch of tree debris that's been pushed down there.
So, could you close that box for a second, Melissa? Alyssa, I'm sorry. So, your property is which, sir?
My property is on the south of Burnap Skinner Road, Burnap Road, south, and runs actually the correct location. Yeah, that it actually runs on the deed. It says to the center of Brook, but it actually runs south of the Brook to the next stone wall, which
Okay.
and right at that corner there, where my property ends and Bolton property begins, south of Skinner Road, is a huge pile of debris that's been pushed into the wetlands.
So is this pushed? So is the property in Bolton into which the stuff has been pushed, or?
Yes, it is. It's Bolton owns 25 feet from center of the road out to the edge of the road, and then it's Esch property. And the Esch property is wetlands.
And the ash, so that property over there is in Bolton.
Correct.
So, Alyssa, do you have any, which, what year is this view we're looking at?
This is 2023. So, just to give context, town administrator Jim has already gone out to this property a couple times. There is some thought that it may actually be like fully town property. They can't agree on whether it is or not, but that's not really my concern anyway. My concern is the wetlands. So they can deal with that side, whether it's town property or not. But I have already issued a notice of violation to the property owner. I issued that yesterday.
Does this individual hold any office or any relationship with the town of Bolton?
The Picarella?
Yeah.
Not that
Not
I know of.
that I'm aware of. Why?
I'm curious whether he has some ties and somebody's helping him from the town of Bolton. Excuse me
I
for being,
wouldn't think so.
inquisitive,
No,
but
you're welcome
the
to your,
town.
no, welcome to say that. I said I truly don't know. The name is not familiar to me because I'm in town government, inland wetlands, registrar of voter and finance committee, and the name is does not ring a bell as somebody who is, an office holder.
Well, it's concerning because I reached out on 719. I reached out again on 726. Okay. On 8-9, I reached out again.
When you
And
reached out.
finally, right after that, the town had the highway foreman go out there, and he specifically stated that it wasn't Bolton land. And I said, contrary, I have an issue with that because it is Bolton land. And then finally, the town administrator went out on what are the 918. I was contacted, and they did confirm it was Bolton land. So this has been going on for months.
So, this is the first time that I've heard of this. And Melissa, when did you first hear of this?
I heard about it for the first time yesterday when the town administrator and his assistant had reached out to me and sent me the complaint form, which had was one of several. There had already been several instances of this being brought to their attention, and they did not forward it to me until yesterday. I don't know why that is. I'm sorry, can the person at 1-860-68-09568, could you mute your microphone, please?
I can't. I don't have the ability to mute
Or
them.
I can't mute them either. Can everyone just make sure they're muted, please, because we have some background noise. Check that you're muted. Yeah, so this was brought to my attention after months of it should have been brought to my attention after the first
I don't mean
instance.
any disrespect or offense whatsoever, But it took me to write an email to say that, look, I understand I'm an Andover resident, not a Bolton resident. But I finally said, I'm a Bolton taxpayer as part owner of the Andover Sportsman's Club. And I'm also on the Conservation Commission of Andover. Once I said that, things started to roll along. So that's the only reason I had to say that.
Well, I will tell you that typically, if you had gotten to us directly, I'm sorry that you went through this, because I do know I've had other experiences where it's taken this long when it's gone through the channels you've mentioned. If you go through Alyssa and me, this would have, you know, we typically take care of this faster, you know, than this and get a violation. We like to start gently by just saying, hey, we've noticed this. Would you mind fixing this and quote the appropriate statutes? And if that doesn't work, we gradually turn up the heat to a, you know, violation notice, you know, with the, you know, with the person that, you know, is doing the dumping. So again, my apologies. Right now we do have, I wish I could mute these or knock these people up.
Yeah, can we?
Excuse me, people out on the phone calls, you need to mute.
Yeah, mute your phone. 860-680-9568. Please make sure your call is muted.
I don't know why we can't do this. Hold on.
Can you boot them? Because this is ridiculous.
No, I can't even boot them. I don't know why the meeting is set up this way. Typically, I'm able to. Who signed in first?
Yeah, who was the first person who got here?
I think I was.
Well, look and see if you're able to mute them, Tim, because sometimes they make the first person the chair. right click on them, and you should be able to get a thing for muting them.
Mute my auto? No.
No, you hold. You go over. Hold it over them. I'm not able to. I can't boot them out either.
I don't. I'm not savvy here, but doesn't what I'm doing doesn't seem to work.
You hover over the screen, like where their number is. You might, in the top right corner, see three dots with like a blue box. If you click on that, what do you see?
Looks like I killed the box, so you can't see it, but it's still audio there.
No, there's, so you don't want the one for yourself. If you look at the bottom left corner, that's for you. You should be able to look at the list of participants, hold your cursor over one of them, and then right-click and get rid of them. We're going to have to just work around these folks. I can't throw them out. I'm going to talk to Kathy who set up the meeting, or Diane, to change it so that we can give me the, whoever's chairing the meeting can just boot people out or mute them. So anyway, sorry, sir. Getting back to you, Mr. King. So we've issued the notice of violation. If they don't respond to it, the next step is, did you tell them to come before the commission, Alyssa? I didn't see this.
Didn't tell them to come before the commission because I can't on an NOV. I can only do that on an order. But I did request a response by next Friday.
Well, then if they don't reply by next Friday, let's just do a cease and desist order, or cease and correct, and then tell them to get here. And otherwise, if they don't, then we start putting some more pressure on them.
Yeah, that is the plan.
So unfortunately, Mr. King, it's like we have to go and do due process for this person who has not had anybody say anything to him since you first reported the issue. So he's technically just learning about it. So we need to go through the appropriate process with him or her, whoever the, you know, the owner is, and then take it from there. But we have now done, you know, started the process going. You're muted, Mr. King. Steven, unmute yourself.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. We want the other guy to mute themselves, not you.
I didn't realize. Just so it's on the record, I don't trust this individual to clean up the property not correctly. So,
well, It's on the record. We will, you know, we have to go through our process of due diligence, and we will do that. You're welcome to attend the meeting, see how it, you know, see how it proceeds. But if we don't get a response by, you said next week, Friday, Alyssa?
That's correct. October 3rd.
This Friday or next week?
Next.
Then, then we escalate, and you're welcome to come, and we can talk to you about, you know, what steps we've taken.
Okay.
And you know, we'll see where it goes.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
You're
thank
welcome.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention. I'm sorry.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm sorry it's taken so long.
It's a delicate area. It's one of the few cold streams in Connecticut that actually has native brook trout, which is one of the reasons we bought this place. And, you know, I bought it to fish and hunt, and I'd like to keep it the way it is. So, all right. Thank you.
Understood.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. And let me get that out of the way. Back over to our agenda. Since any other public comment other than the ones we don't want. So hearing no other public comment, let's go on to old business. And we'll go to back where I was going to go in the beginning, which was Ronald Bisson, 139 Vernon Road, which is the property owner that we'd asked to come back with some additional information.
Yes.
So yeah.
I went out there last. I have a bunch of pictures. Yeah, so I went out there last week, and I met with Ron, and we looked over the tree. He had marked all the trees that would be going versus staying. So I'm going to share my screen. I have a bunch of site photos. He also provided an additional map with some more. I'm having technical troubles, but he provided another map, which is in your packets, with distances from the waterline, which had been requested. So these are my photos. So this is kind of an interesting situation. The house is technically 836 Bolton Road in Vernon, but the area where the tree cutting is going to be happening is 139 Vernon Road in Bolton. It's hard to keep that straight in my head, but so basically it's kind of this like diagonal line kind of through here-ish, and the area that is going to have trees cut is this area. Can everybody see my cursor?
Yeah.
The green one?
Okay. Yeah.
So the area I'm circling is the area where the trees are going to be.
Alyssa, just one quick question.
Yeah.
There's two addresses, but it's the same property and same property owner.
It's not technically two addresses. So 139 Vernon Road, they subdivided and, like, I guess sold part of their property to the people at 836 Bolton Road in Vernon. But the town line didn't change. So essentially part of their property is in Bolton and part is in Vernon. So the reason that this is a Bolton issue is because the tree work is physically happening in Bolton.
Okay, but it's not
the property.
It's not someone on one property cutting down someone else's trees. That's what I was
No, saying. It's all their property. It's just the town line hasn't been shifted. So yeah, it is all theirs. So it's
the trees they want to cut in the center of the photo, little right straight ahead in the photo.
Yeah, it's basically, yeah. So it's, you can see this view corridor out to the lake here, and there's a nice riparian buffer. And then over here with the taller trees is some forest that needs, it definitely needs some management. So you'll see in these pictures. So this is the water line. This is just like, you know, right up where I could get. You can see kind of what the shore looks like. It's a rocky shore. So Everything, Ron, can you correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe pink was staying and white was going?
Correct.
Yeah, so anything, any of these trees with pink flagging are going to be staying, and then any trees with white flagging are going to be going. They're going to be cut. So this one right here is staying, and you can see sort of through this brush here, but this is the water. So this one's pretty close to the water line. Oh, I'm going backwards.
Just so you
So
guys know, I can't see anything because I'm on my phone, so I can just hear
yeah.
you. Okay, so I'm just
Yeah,
if
I'm just showing the
you got
pictures I took
questions, you
on
can
Sunday.
ask them, but I just don't know. I don't know how to do all
Yeah,
that
no problem.
What kind of equipment are you going to use to remove the trees?
Well, there'll be a what do you call it? Bucket truck, and then there'll be an excavator to move the wood, this, that, wood, stuff like that. A little mini excavator, not a big
Are you going to be pulling the stumps also?
Yes.
So I'll keep going through my pictures. So once again, everything is in white is going. So this little guy here, this blue one here, there's one here that's in white, and then the rest of these are pink. It's kind of hard to see, but I can zoom. All the pink is staying. So we have some of these really, really large ones in pink that are staying. And then, yeah, these smaller trees that'll just end up taking nutrients from the large trees are going to be going. And this is a good ways back from the lake here. But yeah, and then this one is in white. So this one will be going. A couple more in white over here near the shoreline.
So is the intent then just to remove the ones that have been flagged?
Correct.
Only the ones that have been flagged in white.
Correct.
The pink ones stay.
Correct.
Yes.
What about the undergrowth?
Undergrowth is going too.
The undergrowth will be removed also. The intent at the end of it is to topsoil and hydroseed where they will just be able to maintain right up to the lake, you know, with a mower type thing on a weekly basis, and so that they don't have all the poison ivy and everything growing up, you know, up through.
So then I've heard last time it was to clear to create a sight line. Then Alyssa, when you and I spoke, the intent was to thin to allow some other trees to fill in. And now I'm hearing the intent is to basically put a lawn to the water's edge with the removal of everything except some trees that have pink around them. So I just
Correct.
want to understand.
I wouldn't
Because
say
I
that that's true. When I was talking to the property owner, Ron had mentioned creating a view corridor, and the property owner was like, "Well, we won't really have a view corridor because so many of these trees will be staying. It's more to manage the ones like this, where these two larger like oaks are more valuable of a resource than this hardwood here or this softwood here in white." So it's thinning the forest.
Well, thinning to
But
me when we've done it with forestry is you take out certain trees and leave others. You don't take out the undergrowth and grub and then put in a lawn. So I'm just trying to understand, you know, what I just need to know what exactly is going to happen.
if I could speak, I'm
Well,
the homeowner,
yeah.
Ron. So the intent is, I think, very much along the lines of what Alyssa mentioned, which is we feel like getting Ron to remove some of the trees that are essentially, wreaking havoc with some of the bigger, older trees is what we want to do. We want to manage, in effect, these trees by the water. Whether we put a lawn in or not, that's really not the primary goal. The primary goal is to remove some of the poison ivy and things like that, and to remove those trees that are interfering with the growth of the really good trees, the oaks and so forth there. So in so doing, we'll see more of the lake, but it's really not a view corridor the way things have been done on other parts of the lake, really. I don't know if
think the
that help you at all.
thing I'm wondering more about is the lawn aspect. So I'm totally fine. Not that it's my decision to make, but I think it's a great idea to manage this forest, and I do think that some of these smaller trees should go, like especially in this case right here. This is a very clear one, where this tree will be suffocating out these larger trees. So I think forest management is definitely in order for this area. But fully removing the ground cover, like, and I definitely get removing some of
But the
this,
thing on the health
low-growing
side specifically,
vegetation,
so we're supporting that.
removing the poison ivy. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah,
Or
by the way, we've texted that guy several times and called him, but he's not.
okay, thank you for that. I appreciate that. Yeah, I just, if everyone can hear me, hopefully. So yeah, I think the forest management aspect of it is a great idea, and it seems like the view corridor is really not the goal. It may be an unintended benefit, but yeah, I think the sort of part where I'm a little confused and maybe Ross is a little confused is how we plan on doing, because a lawn's probably not going to grow here. I think it may be your best bet to, pull out some of that undergrowth, some of that shrubby stuff, but maybe not fully grub everything and remove the leaf litter and seed. I just don't know if it'll grow very well.
All right, that's fine with us. I mean,
Understood.
I may have miscommunicated with Ron. We may have miscommunicated with
Yeah.
Ron.
I
I
didn't
feel
see anything about a lawn. I just saw that seeding, hydro seeding. And I don't know if that intent was to put a lawn in or just for sedimentation control.
Yeah, I think we want to control more than
well,
anything.
I think we would really get back to typically what we've seen on this was we typically get a plan that shows, it's basically a plan view of the property, particularly the area where the activity is proposed. And on that, you would have indicated on there, trees of a significant size, and you would indicate which of those trees are going and which of those are staying and where you propose to clear undergrowth and what you propose to put in its place, if anything. And this makes it hard with me looking at this because I have no idea where these trees are,
There's the lawn.
along the
Well,
water
if somebody
tank.
would show up,
Because we
I
have,
think that's what the
I mean, this is
challenge.
the second time I marked all the trees. I put pink, I put white. I don't know what else you want me to do.
Yeah, he did provide a plan. There's a plan in your packets that he updated with all
So
the trees that are
there's
going to be removed.
a plan of the lake. It says where the trees right by the lake, what the footage is off the property line. I mean, I don't know what else you guys want.
So I'm looking at this picture. Alyssa, could you bring the plan up and share that?
I'm concerned that there's going to be a significant disturbance next to the lake, and I haven't seen anything that speaks about or shows how you're going to protect the lake when you're excavating and pulling stumps right near the lake.
It's in the packet. It says that I'm going to put hay bales. The water should be lowered at that point. I said I in the packet. There's a written description that says I am going to put hay bales in the lake bed. I'm going to put noodles up high on the land. I mean, I don't know what else you people want.
And there is in the map, there's a mapped area here where he's going to put the
And
bales or wattle.
okay, so again, I see that's all mentioned up here. What are these lines that are sweeping through?
These are the
That's
distances from the trees. Each X is the tree that's going to be removed, the major trees that are going to be removed with their distances.
distance from what?
Distance from the neighbor's property line towards the Vernon property line. I took a wheel and I measured. So
Okay,
I
no, I
present.
just it wasn't clear to me what it was, but thank you for
I
clarifying.
have no idea what that meant. If I just look at this map, there's no key that tells me. That's why I'm asking the questions that I did.
Oh, man.
I'm sure you understand what it is because you created this, but when I look at it I don't know what that means.
I wrote right on it. It says from property line within 15 feet of water line.
It's not clear what the significance of that information is, though.
Because it doesn't say these are trees or anything. So that's why I'm, you know, asking, because if somebody challenges this, all I can say is, you know, challenges it or is for, speaks to it. I just don't know what those lines mean.
And those, okay, lines, well,
that's all
so
I'm
you
saying.
Along, there's underneath each line, there's an X that yeah. represents the tree. And from the property line of Mr. Hayes, going towards the Vernon line, you have a tree at 46 feet, 54 feet, 69 feet, 92 feet, and 110 feet that are what I would consider close to the water. They're within 15 feet of the water line. Okay? So that's why that... I'll call it whatever you want to call it, the drawing. Okay. So that's where, because last time we came to the meeting, you asked if you could tell us where the trees were. So that's what this indication is where they are on the property, you know, on the, from the property line. Yeah. And I marked them all in white. We took photos. I got the pink ones are what's staying, you know, I'm confused. I mean, I've done stuff on Columbia Lake and other lakes, and I don't have this many issues.
I still don't know the substance, how well this hay bales are staked out. I'm not comfortable with how well we're protecting a lake.
What do you want? You don't tell me what you want. You just tell me that you're not comfortable. What would make you comfortable?
How about a detail showing me the construction of the hay bales and the waddells and how they're going to staked in there, how they're going to be held, how they're held in place.
There's just going to be waddles that are staked down.
Okay, but the detail can be provided. Also, I'm concerned about hay bales being placed in the lake bed. I mean, eventually the lake's going to rise. Is he going to remove? You're going to remove
They're
the
set? They're going to be all removed. I mean, this is going to take
no,
me
no, no,
a
no, no. I'm saying so. You're going to remove the hay bales and any sediment trapped behind the hay bales.
Yes, I mean there won't be any sediment. I mean.
That's a clarification we need. That's a clarification we're looking for.
I mean, this isn't a 6-month project. This is a few days.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, the duration.
I wrote that all the stump, everything would be removed off site within 5 days.
Are you going to compact the areas you disturbed to make them sound again rather than just open and loose?
No, yeah, whatever. Yes, I could do that. I mean, I own compactor.
It's got hydro seed and straw, too. He clearly understands ENS. He's going to topsoil, hydro seed, straw, everything. When we were on site, he said this. It's in his notes. There's I'm not concerned with the level of ENS on this project. The water's going to be drawn down. There's going to be a waddle down probably below the high water mark because it'll be drawn down. And then he's going to hydroseed topsoil the areas where stumps were pulled.
And I'll put straw down. And if they want rye, I could throw rye in there also, you know.
So this just one question. So the intent of the hydroseed is for sediment control, not for establishing a lawn, correct?
Correct. Right.
So then, I think what would help me is some clarifying, you know, notes on here that, let's see, all trees marked in white, So are the ones that you have identified, these X's are all the trees to be removed, correct?
Ones within 15 yeah. feet. He flagged the rest of them with white, which were in the pictures I was showing you.
Well, no, what I'm saying is all the these are the only substantial trees that are going to be removed are these X's, correct?
Only substantial trees within roughly 15 feet of the water. There's going to be others that are 40, so just 30 feet from the water.
Just to clarify, again, I'm looking at these X's. Are those trees staying or going?
Going.
Going.
So then what would help then is all trees marked on the map are within, you know, 15, you know, are within 15 feet of the waterway and intended to be removed. And
he
then
does have within 15 feet of water. I guess he can add intended to be removed.
Yes, because it says all trees on the map are within 15 feet of the waterway. And then it says all other trees marked in white, which are not shown on this map, are intended to be removed, but are approximately 20 feet. So when you say that they're marked in white, there's nothing on this map indicating that there's additional trees marked in white or anything that specifically says those trees that are the X's are going to, you know, come or go.
Yeah, he was referring to the photos that I took on site, the ones that are marked in white.
And I was going to say the photos are not on this map. And, you know, how do you relate them to what's on this map? Again, I don't think this is a big project. I'm just saying that if you ever challenge anything like this, it's not on the plan of record clear enough for a third party, like a judge, to take a look at it and say, yes, there's no issue for the, you know, for the homeowner, or, you know, the Inland Wetlands Commission is out of line or whatever, because there is nothing here that makes it easy for anybody to review legally.
I think what you need is just a legend. Tree A, B, C, D, E, whatever. And then put it on the plan here where the locations of A, B, C, D, and E are. And then also supply a picture with that letter name on it. Would that suffice, Ross?
Yeah, because I just want to be able to equate those pictures here, because they're referred to as being marked with white, but there's nothing on this map, for example, that shows anything marked in white.
So just something to correlate the map with the photos.
Yeah. Because I understand, sir, that you know what's going on in your head, but I can't really see what's going on in your head.
I also told the wetland woman what was going on. You create all these, what you want, but you don't come out to the site.
I think what you're asking is very reasonable. Ron, we can help you with marking this so that it's well documented what you're doing. That's all you're asking for, right?
That's all we're really asking for is just simply to help give some sort of a key to what's on this map, link it to the photos. That's really it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, it's not a big deal. I don't think this is a huge project. It's just that for the, you know, just in case there's ever any challenges to this, to protect the interest of both the commission and the homeowner and the contractor, it's better to be, you know, clearer, so that somebody who has not had anything to do with this, if they have to look at it, like a judge or somebody, can clearly understand what the intent was and, you know, figure out what, you know, is the appropriate fair settlement. So yeah, totally. That's all I need.
Okay, yeah. Probably should help Ron a bit more with this then. Okay.
And the only other thing I would ask for is just add to your note that any hay bale installed in the lake bed will be removed and moved along with any sediment that's behind it.
You know, before the water comes.
Before the water comes up.
Yeah.
And you stated that was your intent, so all we just need is a note to state that.
Yeah, and this is no different than we've had with similar projects where they had to wait to put in a retaining wall or repair a retaining wall along the lake, where we needed to have them say that they're going to do the work after the water is drawn down, that they're going to put, you know, the appropriate wattles and hay bales in when the water, you know, and they'll take it all out and any sediment before the water comes back up.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. It's that type of thing. We don't want to make a lot of work because we understand this isn't really a huge project, but this is a sensitive, it's a sensitive area, and we just want to make sure that the lake is protected. We're not trying to keep you from enjoying the view or enjoying the use of your property. It's just being a little bit clearer so a third party could look at this and understand it as well as we do here.
Exactly. You know your intent, but you're not doing the work a contractor is, so we have to make sure the contractor is aware of your intent.
Yeah, I think we are.
That's why we asked for these notes.
Okay, understood. Can you
And
just
yeah, do you know when approximately do you know when they're going to draw the water down? It's like mid-November, or when do they typically do it?
I think so, I remember. We've only been here 1 year. So
Yeah. Yeah, if you could just check, get an approximate date for that, because I know they're not going to commit to the day. There's certain criteria they go by, but just something like that you're going to wait until the lake is drawn down. You put approximately like mid-November or whatever,
okay.
and that this is all going to get done in 5 days. It's all going to be cleared up, and then it's all going to be gone before the water comes back. You'll be hydroseeded, it'll stabilize, and life is good.
Understood. Can you just, I have one question, which is the process from here so that we have approval to proceed is what? We provide additional documentation that you requested. Is it the next meeting or is it, how does this handle?
So we could, again, I'm just going to list the options. I'm not telling what the commission will do or not do. It's like, since you are doing what, actually kind of in the wetlands with some of the work that you're doing, it's, I don't feel comfortable delegating this to you, Alyssa,
I
because
do
there's,
add it as conditions to commission permits sometimes. Like I can
yeah,
say
so I'm
contingent
saying
on others
I'm just
not
trying to go through
delegating.
the options as one is we would might have the option to delegate, but you're really kind of in the wetlands with with some of this work, so we can't do that. So the other option is we could make you, we could ask you to put the changes on, come back at the next meeting, or we could make it a condition of the permit, approve it tonight with the notes that, with the understanding that you will, do the things that we talked about, and we can specifically enumerate them in our motion to make sure that they're clear, and then you'll have the permit by the end of the week.
So conditional approval. Okay.
So I will just, so those are the three options, one of which is not really available, which would be to delegate this to Alyssa as the agent for the commission. So I will throw it out to the commissioners as to, do you want to have the applicant come back to the next meeting, or do you think that if we put the conditions on the permit, ask that, as a condition that, those additional notes be put on the, the final plan of record that's submitted. So I will throw it open for the commission.
They resubmit those final plans and they go to Alyssa.
Yeah, they would submit them to me. I would put those conditions in the permit that I write, and then I would issue that permit, and it's contingent
So
on those conditions.
you'd have eyes on it before the condition.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
You'd want to make sure that the plan is updated and such before the work
Yeah, I
begins.
just wasn't sure if someone had eyes on it before the permit was issued and they
Yeah,
didn't.
I get eyes
So
on it.
that answers my question.
Yeah, and then that way the work can pro you know that way the work can proceed, based on, Alyssa seeing a plan that has the updates we requested on it.
Very good.
So I would ask Diane and Jim your thoughts.
I think the burden's going to go on Alyssa a lot to watch and oversee this to make
Yeah.
sure she's in front of it and watching the work being done and making sure that the methods are appropriate so we protect the lake. I don't have a problem with delegating it to her and have her issue a permit, but it's
Well, it's not
but
delegating.
she's got that
We would still
would
issue the permit, Jim.
Okay.
It would just be with these conditions have to be met before work starts. They don't come back to us, but
It'll be
all these.
prior to our next meeting.
But a burden has got to go on Alyssa a lot to make sure that the work is followed and done properly.
That's right. Yeah, the burden would be on me, whether it's an agent permit or not. So it's gonna, my eyes are gonna be on it regardless.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Diane, your thoughts?
So I'm just asking Alyssa that she's perfectly comfortable with all of that, with the burden being on yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was out on site with the property owner and Ron.
Okay.
And it was, yeah, I have no problem at all.
I mean, the conditions are fairly straightforward. A legend
they are.
Associated right. with the photos and an extra note added to the hay bale comment.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
So then, why don't you want to make a motion to that effect, Michael?
Yeah, I move. We issue a conditional permit with the inclusion of a legend which identifies the location of the trees on the plan, with a letter corresponding to a picture of that said tree attached as part of the permit. And secondly, to modify the note concerning the hay bales placed in the lake, add to it that upon completion of the project, the hay bales and any sediment collected behind the hay bales will be removed at the end of the project and prior to the lake coming back up.
And I want to just ask one more thing on that. Would
oh, hold on. Wait, Diane?
Uh-huh.
He just made a motion, so we need to have a second, and if you want to discuss further.
Yeah.
So are you through with the
second?
Okay. So any further discussion on the
motion? I do. I just have a question about the pink and the white. So is that going to be explained that the pink is like a red is stop, they're not going to be removed, and the white is the trees go.
Pink, yes. Yeah.
I'm thinking of it like a light, a traffic light, red stop. Yeah. Okay.
Good
and
point.
White goes. Okay. So that should be indicated as well, I think, to make it clear.
And then the only thing I would add is that work will begin when after the water is drawn down. Because the only reference to water being drawn down is for when we will install the hay bales.
And the work will be complete before the water comes back up again.
And I think that covers it. So then would you amend your motion, Michael, to include the color coding of the pink tree, the trees marked with red, and then that the work will begin after the water is drawn down and be completed before the water is brought back up?
Yes, I would amend it to that.
So do I have a second to the amendments to the motion?
So moved.
Then hopefully there's no further discussion, but if there is, now's your chance.
Okay, so just one more question. So you're indicating the red and the white on
yep,
that.
That's okay. What we said.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Red will go and the white will stay.
No, it's the other way around.
No, the red is stopped. The trees are not going to be taken.
Sorry.
And the white are going.
Yeah.
Just red. Think of a traffic light. Stop red.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how I thought of it. So,
anyway. Okay. So, okay. So, hearing no further discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, abstentions, motion passes by all members present. So again, just work with Alyssa, to get the, get her an updated plan before, the work starts, because that's going to be a condition of the permit that we'll issue the permit, and it's going to be contingent that you make these, those changes in the notes to the plan that you give to Alyssa before you start.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you.
And then that saves you coming back to another meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
I'll be in contact,
you're welcome.
Folks. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. You want to stop sharing, Alyssa? I think that's.
Yes, thank you.
Then let's continue on to 2513 Jordan Knight 51 Loomis. And again, this is another one that we had looked at previously.
Looks like it's still dated.
What are the changes to this plan from the last submittal?
The engineer's gonna, I haven't, they just submitted this recently.
Because I
This
don't
is
see
the
anything in the
second one.
package.
Anything new?
There was a revised package. If you go to the website,
Yeah,
it was
there was,
added.
but this is still dated for August, which I'm confused about. I don't know if the engineer's here, but. Oh no, it is revised. Okay. I didn't
I
see
asked for
comments
dimension from
revised
the
923.
wetlands to the silt fence there, and it looks like that's been added.
Yeah, so this is the revised plan. It's page 5 of 6 in the packet. So
Yeah, because Jim had asked, I'm looking at the minutes. Jim had asked for dimensions, for flags 5 and 10, and also showing the silt fences to be added.
And that has been done, I believe.
The
The print I have is very small.
there's a lot in this.
You can zoom in a little bit.
Is that better?
Yeah, because, and I know there was also the understanding that right now they're going to proceed with the understanding that, I know, Alyssa, you had said that perhaps there was actually, the wetlands were marked rather conservatively, and you feel that there may be more space than is indicated by the flags that are in the, on this, plan, but the applicant was going to go ahead, assuming that, this is what they have to work with for now.
Correct. Yeah, this is the conservative estimate. They're also, he's going to go through P&Z. So there may be some changes there, of course, and he knows to come back to us if there's anything significant, any significant changes to the plan. So there could be, but there were some like property line discrepancies, I believe. So nothing that really affects wetlands, but.
And then we had also asked for like the details for ENS, I believe, and construction timing.
Details. I think we already had those.
Well, I would think if we asked for them, they weren't there. So.
But I thought that I had, yeah, there's a steel fence detail. This was there before. I don't know if maybe there was some phasing notes that you guys wanted added. I don't recall that, but I remember someone asking for a steel fence detail and finding it.
There it is.
It's there. Yep.
Yeah, but I think this was, I don't think that was added. It may have been, but I think I remember it being there last time. But
Well, we wanted the silt
what
fence
else
marked
for
on here, so.
the silt fence was marked last time. It's just the distances from the silt fence to the wetlands wasn't marked.
Okay, so I'm looking, and could you scroll down just a little bit? Keep going. So yes, the two distances we asked for are done. Okay.
Yeah, and there is a construction schedule here. There's no dates, but I don't know if that was requested.
Well, then I would say this is not a schedule, it's a, more like a sequence.
Right.
Schedule implies a specific time, so. Do we have a time for when this is going to propose to be started? Is it this year, next year, or what?
I don't know if that's even on the table right now. I think there's quite a bit of permitting and planning to still be done. But if the applicants are here and want to answer for that,
Yep.
Hi,
feel free to correct
so I'm Barbara Knight. I'm Jordan Knight's wife. And it clear initial clearing plans to start in this winter season. So as far as timing, that's you know, really where they're at, where we're at with the initial planning of is just get the clearing done, and then go from there step by step. It's most likely going to be a slower process with, you know, just waiting to make sure we've got all of the approvals from the different boards, and knowing what where that timeline takes us to begin
okay.
with.
Tell us, the commission, if you folks have any other questions.
I'm all set.
Diane?
I'm all set too.
Michael?
You're muted.
Sorry, I'm good.
Okay, I have no further questions. So at this point, I would entertain a motion to approve the proposed activity as presented in the plan of record, which covers the construction sequence and ENS controls.
I move.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? Then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Then the motion to approve the permit passes unanimously by those voting members present. So next steps will be Alyssa will drop the permit, and then you will have that and can get started when you've got the other appropriate permits in place.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
and
it.
You'll need to keep working with Alyssa just so she knows when you're going to start.
Absolutely.
You know, work, and then she'll be coming out to check on the work in progress.
Yep. Thank you very much. She's been great to work with. She's excellent, very responsive. So we look forward to working with her more.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank I appreciate you. It. I'll have that permit to you probably by the end of the week.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So let's continue with our agenda. New business, none, wetlands agent report.
Yes. So this has been, I think I've closed out more permits this month than I have in the rest of the last year combined. It's been like the month of finishing projects. So in your packets, the very last page, I'm now including a report for all the unexpired permits for which work has not been completed. And then I added this little section at the bottom with recently completed projects. So those are just projects I've closed out that month. So we have 79 Hatfield Drive, which was an agent permit that was issued for an above ground pool and patio near some wetlands. I went out for my final inspection on that. Looks great, closed that out. We have the Montessori school, so the at 212 Bolton Center Road. Their walkway looks wonderful. Everything's all stabilized, so they're all good. And then the final one is the Bolton High School outbuilding. There were some issues I had with that. There was like debris piles that hadn't been cleaned up and were not protected because the silt fence got pulled prematurely. So I ended up having to have them reinstall the silt fence. So that was kind of a hassle, but we got it done and everything's good now. So those three got closed out. Should I share my screen? Yeah, I'll just share my screen so that you guys can see what I'm looking at. So anything in blue has not been started yet. or I don't know it to have been started yet. And then the yellow ones are the active ones. So.
And you said the only other, you and I talked about
74 Cider Mill. That's yeah. The very top one.
74 so. Cider Mill. We also talked about the Montessori school. What a nice job they did. You wouldn't even know that they came in and did anything. And the drainage pipe I've ridden by on my bicycle, they've started work there.
On 87 Brandy.
Isn't that the Brandy Street?
The yeah, drainage the, pipe out in the field. 72 Brandy, the high school, and then there's 87 Brandy, the farm property. So, yeah, they've started.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about was the high school. Not the high school, sorry, 87, the farm with the drainage pipe. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they've started. Yeah, that's in yellow here.
And then the other one, you are going to get together with Fabio there on Notch Road, One Notch Road.
We did today. Yeah, so Michael, myself, and Fabio went on site today. Everything looks fabulous. It's his basins are pretty much done. It's technically one basin that he constructed and then one basin that was already there previously, which he ended up leaving. He didn't fill, which was sort of my suggestion. And everything has vegetation has colonized it, and it looks fantastic. There's this native wetland vegetation that's in this basin, this man-made basin. There's even cattails in the other one, so it all looks really, really good. The slopes are all really stable. Everything's just like very nicely vegetated. He's maintained the tracking pad really well.
Oh yeah, because I've seen he's done a much better job with keeping that tracking pad maintained. I have not, since he moved in, seen anything washing out.
Yeah, not anymore.
And all the stockpiles are removed.
Yeah.
There's nothing stockpiled there anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, just for the commission, 74 Cider Mill was it. We ended up issuing an agent permit for it, but that was a bit of a oopsie on the town's part. I didn't get tagged on a permit, on a zoning permit that I should have been. So it was sort of this little bit of a scramble to get that done. But the property owners were really kind and understanding about it, which was nice. So that's all permitted. I can now.
Yes. So basically, the work was started without having gotten gone through the review with us that it should have. Right.
And because it was the town's fault.
And it's the town's fault. And so I did not feel that there's no work being done in the wetlands. The wetlands are what's across the driveway from where the work is going to be performed. And I just talked it over with Alyssa, and it's just like, it's not the applicant, you know, the owner's fault in this case. So I just said it was okay to, you know, I delegated it to her, because it's like, why make the, you know, the applicant come through here through all this when it's not their fault, or make them stop work or anything like that, you know, under
they
these.
They already had silt fence up. They had pretty much already done everything we would have asked for. So
yeah,
it's nice. But
and again, you know, it's just like in the issue of fairness and the fact that collectively it was a goof on the town's part.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to know if I could ask a question. Who did the work on the Montessori school walkway?
I don't know who the contractor was. She did bring in like a professional contractor. I don't know if anyone saw trucks.
No, not I.
Nope.
I could ask her them if you want their name.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Nice work.
Yeah.
No, they did a really nice job, and you wouldn't even.
Yeah,
they basically came in and did it really quickly and neatly, and we're gone.
Yeah. I would like to know who it was.
Yeah, you never know that the ground was even disturbed. It's like.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty much this month. Couple of oopsies, couple of.
Oh, then you said there, and there was progress, you said, being made over at Shoddy Mill.
Yeah, so they're planted. I still have yet to go look at it because I'm struggling to get responses from pretty much everybody involved. But I am gonna go look at it before, you know, closing out anything. But that should be pretty much done. All of the, well, done except for the several years of monitoring that still have to happen.
Well, to make sure that everything
remediation.
Yeah, to make sure that the remediations hold, particularly right. any of the plantings and slope yeah. stabilization, etc.
And they will. Like I'm very, very happy. At least last time I was on site, I was thrilled with the sheer amount of wildlife that had already been there, even pre supplemental planting, just with the naturally colonizing vegetation without any human intervention was incredible. So I think we'll have success on that one, but.
And I think the other thing I would add to your report is when I was over at the town hall last week, I saw your brochure is there.
Yeah. So I finally printed out some of those. I was just waiting for when I had an afternoon to go, you know, cut and fold a bunch of brochures. So I finally got those out. They do have the town seal on them. So I got approval to have the seal there.
Nice.
And yeah, so if anyone wants to pick one up, they're in a couple different locations in town hall, including on my desk.
Yeah, I saw them over in the the whole, you know, the little table by the entrance over by the stage. They were there. Does anybody, did you have any with the town clerk?
I do, yeah. They're kind of, the only place I could figure out to put them was like pretty high up, so it's not really in the sight line. But I do have some up there.
I was just over there and I didn't notice them because I was just over there talking to Liz today.
But yeah, I have some there and then on the table at the entranceway and then a couple on my desk next to my cards.
Cool.
So yeah.
That's they're very nice. And I just want to thank you again for doing all that. Now that we have a famous author, I don't know how long we'll be able to hold on to her.
I'm not going anywhere. Don't worry.
Hopefully quite a while.
Yeah, so
nice job.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Nice job.
I'm glad you guys suggested to do that because that ended up being quite a hit in other towns as well.
So when we go to Kakiwik this November, I just got the invitations to that and I don't know if other folks did. I will send them out after this meeting. Let me find when it is.
November 19th.
Oh, what's her name? Kakiwik.
November 15th, Saturday, November 15th.
So I will find it. I'll send it out to the commission. But again, I encourage everybody to go and I'm going to talk to Rod Parley and have him put Alyssa on the as a speaker and talk about her brochure.
Oh my God, I swear. Ross, do not do that.
I think it's a great idea.
I think it's just half of you trying to talk your way out of it with Rod after I've told him that you volunteered to do so will be fun.
Oh my God. That's okay. I could practice my public speaking.
And then the other thing is that Michael will be chairing our meeting in October.
Oh, okay. I got confused. I thought it was going to be tonight.
No,
I said too. I thought, yeah, I felt the same.
I said Tuesday, 10/28.
Okay, yeah. You probably did. I just misread it.
Yeah, no, you definitely did. I just thought it meant tonight.
So does this 28th still work for you, sir?
Yes.
Okay, because
sure. It's fine.
I'm going to be wearing my other hat as registrar voter and be stuck with early voting for 14 days starting on the 20th. So I just figured I'd get the coverage now instead of waiting.
What are we voting on?
It is the municipal elections.
Oh.
So some selectmen are up and
I am
planning and zoning. And
it's in October?
No, early voting starts in October.
Oh.
So we just got sent the ballots out to be printed. And then the early voting starts on the 20th, and absentee ballots will be available next week. And then November 4th is the thing. And Diane, to answer your question, you can't help with the voting now
Oh,
because you're running for office.
all right. Wow.
So when I send the note
Good.
out, when I send the note out, I will include you on it so you know that you're not being ignored. And Mary, you don't have to write any of this down because that has nothing to do with this meeting. But
Okay.
I will send it out to you, and there'll be a little clarifying at the beginning that says, "Note, if you are a candidate up for election this November, you cannot, by state statute, help out at the, with
That's all right.
as a
I
poll
did
worker."
my whole, what, six times for the for the
Oh, you
last
can join
one.
us for next year's referenda, but we won't go.
Right.
So let's get back on the agenda, and then we'll get
Okay.
Mary wrapped up with stuff. So we talked over. What else do we have on here? So, cease and correct. Let's go and do that stuff, and then the updates to the inland wetlands, and we can get out of Dodge.
Oh, do we have that? Why have I not seen? Oh, it's because I'm in the
Number
middle of my
seven,
budget
other.
plan. Anyway. Yeah, so it's been the same thing as
Well,
the last several months.
we are
Well,
having
yeah.
trouble with Mr. Logan being not responsive.
Yeah, so we still don't have a report,
So I sent a
just
letter
answer.
to him. He came back with a story about what he's been doing and why he isn't able to get to it and so forth. And I basically said, too bad. And so did Alyssa. And we told him he pretty much already, the only thing we want from him is a report. And he's already sent to Alyssa and to me piecemeal everything that needs to go into the report, but it just needs to be put in like a two-page document that's got his name at the beginning with, his professional qualifications and just simply says, here's what I did in such and such a date. Here's the methodology that I used. And this is what I found. And we just said, oh, by the way, you can cut and paste all of that because we're sure you have letterhead with your qualifications and, title and so forth for your business. And you have sent emails to us identifying your findings. So please just put it together in a narrative. And it's just cut and paste, and it shouldn't be too much time. So we shall see. I'm ready to escalate it with, other town officials if I need to, if we don't get an answer. I looked today, I didn't see any answer to your letter.
Is it what is this on? I'm sorry. Which one is this?
This is
37.
37 Notch.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So this is unfortunately now another delay through the fellow that we hired to do the work. So more to come on that.
Oh, brother. Okay.
So that's all with that. And I don't know what else you want to talk about, the updates to wetland regs, because we did do our presentation. You want to talk about that? We
Yeah.
presented what the fee schedule.
It was the fee schedule. Yeah. So yeah, we Ross and I basically went before the Board of Selectmen at the beginning of this month, I believe it was. Yeah, I think it was like the third or something. And we presented the new fee schedule. We highlighted the new line item for the minimal impact permit that we wanted to instate, and then the increased fees that we calculated a couple meetings ago with the 30% increases. So those are now going to the Board of Selectmen subcommittee.
Which
They
they have
have,
to create.
yeah. So yeah, so those will either be approved or will be approved with changes, or maybe won't be approved, who knows?
What
But
I would suggest is that you send a note to Kathy McCavanaugh to remind her to put us on the agenda for the first, for the October selectmen's meeting.
I thought it was going before the Board of Finance.
Now, Finance Committee doesn't look at the selectmen are the ones who have to review and approve it because it's a change to fees.
I thought they gave it to the Board of Finance. Never mind. What do
No,
I know?
not anymore. They changed it
Oh,
a
that would
while
make
ago.
sense.
We have we Other towns, everything goes directly to the Board of Finance before, anything else in the finance department actually takes the budget, plays with it, decides who's going to get what and so forth, but our charter doesn't do it that way. So anyway, yes, selectmen. Because otherwise they're not going to remember if you don't ask them and give them a reminder. And that's it, unless anybody else had anything they wanted to talk about under other. And if not, then I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Second by Diane. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Have a nice night, everybody.
Thought Mary was voting. I thought Mary was voting on that. I saw her hand come up.
Oh no! No. I was hitting. Yes, I was in favor.
Out of here.
Good night, everybody.
All right. Bye. Bye. I won't see you next month, but take care.
Yeah.
You too.
Okay. Bye.